Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Well, we only got a countdown is here, so we're here. Everything looking good. We were looking at a passing shower that was coming past. It was showing a radar that was first was saying on Saturday. It keeps changing that it might have a passing shower. It's got a chance. Now it's no passing shower at all. If you guys look on there right now, look at your weather report, you'll see everything looks pretty damn good. Friday night, it's going to be 85 degrees. In the day, 61 is the lowest on the night of Friday night. Saturday, 80 is the high, 62 is the low on Saturday. So if you want to look that up, you look it up on Dunn, North Carolina. That's what it is. So that's where we are. That's where the track is. So all I know they when they were saying about this passing shower, it was going to be at like 12 o'clock or a little earlier before that. And it was just going to be, we had one of those last year, and we still came through. It was good. So it's not like they don't have the equipment to make sure they can knock it out and clean everything up and have it ready to go. But I just figured let me just go ahead and put it out there because I know a lot of guys I see, we got a couple guys doing how to do the rain dance, I guess, because they trying to get out of their deposits, but it is what it is. But I was just seeing, I know a lot of guys are talking about coming on. I got to get Rico on here later on today. I'm not going to stay till about 7:38 at the latest. And from there, I have to go. I have to make sure I finish up these cars. And then after that, we'll see. I mean, if they want to open it up, leave it open, I'll leave it open. But I got to just make sure I'm getting my son's car ready, finished up, and I'm trying to get the third car, the Corvette, coming. So I'm trying to see if I might have all three going. So I'm trying to make sure I got everything so everybody can have a car. So that being said, I'm going to open up, make sure I open up my calls, Mike. 571-4080, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? How's everybody doing today?
Can't complain. How you doing?
All right. That clock is ticking. You know, it was a slow tick a while back, but she's ticking fast now, buddy.
Oh, man, she's ticking
real
fast.
We only got a few
right
days. Yes, it is. So.
You can't ask for better weather. I don't care what nobody says.
You could not. Yes, you cannot ask for better. Even as for the low, it's still gonna be comfortable. You know.
Yeah.
High 50s as is low. So that's still gonna be.
No, 62 now.
Oh, 62.
61 on Friday or 62 on Saturday. You look at Dunn.
Oh, man,
Dunn,
it's getting better and better.
Weather for Dunn. Yep. And go ahead, look at it now. And like they said, there was a chance of a passing shower for Saturday. Now, if you look on there now again.
It's gone.
And it done went and then went gone. So even if it was, we ain't worried about it because we had one before, a passing shower, and we turned around like they said. We ain't shutting nothing down. They got everything, the equipment to do the right thing. So, hey, they got the jet dry. They got everything. So we ain't worried about nothing.
Yeah.
It will go on.
Yes, indeed.
Kiwan, I talked to Kiwan today. I had Kiwan and Andy on the other day. We talked. That race is happening. It's going to go down. We're going to see who got the better small block. We're going to see who got the better small block. That's all I can say. On 28th, non-chassis cars. I've got to put that out there and make sure that everybody knows, because some people want to try to bring a chassis car and say that, oh, I got the best. Yeah, I'm talking about non-chassis. I'm talking, you know, that's what it's going to be. It's not no two chassis car all the way up or nothing. That's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's been looking and want to see, and don't get me wrong, the bets are already flying over here already. Some guys over here bet the way the deposit go and the way the race go, either way. It doesn't matter. They just want to see. And so that's going to be a real interesting race. I'll tell you that right now.
Right.
You know, I can't stress no more than that. Two of the baddest, that's all you can say. Everybody knows that. Two of the baddest. That's the big one.
They racing for a lot of cookies. Good. No, they racing for the whole damn bakery.
Yeah. You know how you go down to Dunkin' Donuts and give me two Dunkin' Donuts. No, you got give me 24. That's
yeah.
they want the whole case coming out of there, boy. But I gotta give them credit, man. Credit is due. Both teams got their act together. Both teams are bringing out their best what they got.
Mm-hmm.
Can't ask nothing better than this one.
Can't ask for nothing better.
Nah, and you know the lock-in went so nice, and I'm just gonna tell you right now, it went down like this here. You got a small block in the car? Yeah, I got some. No signs of nice, and no signs of nice. Okay, we both got small blocks. I'm not worried about whatever you got. It is what it is. You got as long as you got a small block in the car. That's right. Ain't no nitrous, and that's it. I ain't gotta hear about, do you got Chevy, do you got a Ford, do you got this head, do you got that? Nothing. As long as you got small block, we race. That was
that's all.
On
that's
28, no wheelie bars. That's the deal.
Mm.
Red light lose it all. You know? I mean,
I
very rarely we ever see two bears go at it. You ever notice that? Maybe a bear and a cub sometime, you know what I mean? When we talking about two bears, they don't go at it. They ain't neither one of them got, you know, both of them got basically just as much stuff as the other one, horsepower. So, you know, it's going to be really good. I'm glad to see that. And I'm going to say this here so y'all know. So I know a lot of people want to go back and say something. I'm just going to say it because Andy even told me to say it. It's Team Suffolk County, Team Long Island. How about that? All right?
Uh-oh.
So that's what it is. So I'm just to let you know. So that's the new thing. So you can go ahead. They're gonna take everything else. They can't take this. We ain't letting Long Island and Long Island in all the time. And don't get me wrong, I ain't back off my team off the OGs. We still there. But
that's right.
You know, Team Long Island.
Team.
Be in the house. That's
okay.
What it is. Red Cup and them, they'll be in the house. They got their stuff going on. And, you know, they got a couple, few good races. I know a lot of people still trying to run them. Like I said, Terrence going out
well,
there.
Oh, well,
he's going to get his stuff together and try it.
Well, I can tell Red Cup now, I've been given the okay to say Instigator Buck won't make it, so he got that coming to him.
Okay, so he got that five or whatever the deposit.
He got
whatever.
That. I got it.
Okay.
So he
all
got
right.
That come that because Buck
okay.
Said he ain't gonna be able to make it. They just can't get the car together.
Okay.
So it, let him know that race is off.
Okay. Was it because he heard Red Cup was ready, or was it?
he said he tried everything he could to get the parts in, and it just didn't work out for him.
Okay. No.
He told me go ahead and give it to him. Yeah. So.
Okay.
If Red Cup want to find something else, he got to open it because that's not gonna happen.
Okay. No, that's a good thing. Maybe we might mess around. Who knows? You might see Red Cup and Loose Booty might get busy.
Yeah, Mike. Hey, I don't put nothing past Meat, boy. Meat don't turn down no race.
No, so that you might see that race might happen. Who knows? You know,
mm-hmm.
I know Meat will be there, so they'll be, you know, I know he's got a couple more that he got, so. But, like
right.
I said, I know then I go, my son's out here, so Fat Albert, around 7:30, you think I could leave it open for you or whatever? Because I got to just help my son.
Yeah, that'd be
tour.
Fine. We'll see. If it's like last week, well, nobody's saying, then we'll cut it off. But if
yeah,
they ain't talking, then you go ahead and leave it on. But if it's like last week, well, nobody was saying nothing, there's no need of leaving it on, you know.
Okay.
It's getting so, I don't know, Joe, it's getting so close now. I think everybody, you know, like you said, who was doing that rain dance? It backfired on him.
Yes.
Now
well,
it's time. It's go time.
It was a lot of ones out there. I can't lie to you. You know, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they couldn't wait to put stuff out there. It was 3 weeks away, and people were throwing weather reports out. Golly, man. I never seen so much stuff like this in my life. You know, it's a bunch of crabs out there that just wasn't going anyhow. I'll say it out of it. What it is. And they like putting stuff up there. Instead of turning around and waiting to go, like everybody always say. Because weather does change. You can't turn around and go no 3 weeks in advance or 2 weeks. Everybody knows that. You got to go the week of, you know. And
that's right.
And I'll look at it. Now, all of a sudden, the people, I know guys that turned around and thought, listen to somebody, man, I thought it was supposed to rain. But, you know, sometimes I'll say it because I don't care. I told people it is what it is, what I'm doing with this last show, like I said. And promoters know it, too. Sometimes your haters go out there to put stuff out there to sabotage the show. So I'll say it, and I don't care what I say. I stand behind what I say. You know, you got a lot of guys out there just don't want to see something go right. Let's just say, or worried about it might be too successful, and they ain't there. So that's how it is, and it is what it is. We always going to get them, but it kind of fuels you to make you push harder and better. I'm also going to turn around. I don't know if Fat Albert, but I might have to pull you over there because it was a problem, something that you guys didn't know about.
Okay.
And that was last year. So I'm going to tell you the problem. The problem was I had Shanita out there cooking the chicken and was giving away the chicken. I said the best chicken. Why did I say best chicken? Why did I say best chicken?
Oh, no, you did. Oh, I know where you're going with this. Uh-oh. Your mama got you.
Kane, Carolina.
No, you didn't.
Kane, Carolina called it out. They got a damn chicken cook-off Saturday. Called out. You're going to be free chicken now, but I'm just telling you right now, Kane, Carolina called it out.
Uh-oh.
And they're going, who can cook the best chicken out? You know Rico's Chicken, everybody says Rico's Famous Chicken?
Uh-huh.
That comes from Rico's track, right? That's Shanita, the Giganton crew. Well, I got Kane, Carolina said his better than hers. Boy, they got money on the line between them. between them. They got money betting on the line. Yes, for the chicken. Who got the better? I said, boy. I said, this is how I like it. That's having fun there. You know, they don't. I know I can cook better chicken than you. We're going to get this here. Matter of fact, I'll bet you $500. I'll bet you that's how it's been going on. So now I don't know how much they got up, but all I can tell you, we're going to find out who got the best cooking chicken. We're going to find out. We're going to see. So I might have to call you over there and check out your taste buds.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. But, I couldn't believe it, man. They call me, man, you know we got, you know, about the chicken cook-off? I said, no. I ain't hear nothing like that. They said, yeah, man. Heck yeah, we going at it. I said, oh, shoot. I like that.
Wow.
So you just get ready and hold on, y'all, because it's gonna be good, have fun, all fun. Like I said, you come there to have fun, that's what we're doing. We're going to have a lot of good races.
That's right.
You get to watch a lot of good races. It's going to be what it's supposed to be. And I just hope that everybody enjoy themselves, like the banana pudding contest on Friday night on top of the grudge racing. I know Joe Ramsey, he got like two or three races. He got one off the trail and then go right back and hot lap and come back and run the other guy. You know, we got a couple guys that are running off the trail on Friday night. So it's going to be really interesting. Then I got a couple guys that want to get on here tonight. As soon as they finish out of the shop, like Rico and them, they got a truck. They got a truck and a Mustang. And he said he'll go to don't shoot the messenger now. I'm going to just tell you what he said now. He said, Buckwheat, ODB trucks come in, they got action. So
neither one of them better not show up.
That's what he said.
Neither
action.
One of them better not be on.
He said, they're going to have action. He said, the dream team is back. I said, uh-oh. Yep. So that being said, I'm going to start opening up some of these mics because I know they're going to be hot, but we got to open them up.
Yeah, open them up. Let's go.
We're going to have to call. I'm going to start not lying, though. If you're going to be faking on here, you're going to get cut off. So we ain't going to have no time to be talking about no junk. Either you're going to be looking something or you ain't. And we all know that some of the other stuff that went down, and I'm not going to go get discussing all that, so it's not even worthwhile discussing, I don't think. Honestly, tell you the truth, it is what it is.
You know?
So
that's
if
right.
they ain't racing, let it be. So I'm going to open up this first mic. 410-0358. Your mic is open. 410-0358. Your mic is open. All right, I'm going to say it one more time. 410-0358. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
All right, I'm going to cut his mic out.
There you go. He said, what's up, Joe?
Hey.
Mob Town James. What's up, Albert? What's up, Joe?
Hey, yeah. You have so much
noise going on now. How's everything, Jay?
What's that, James? It's all good. Everything's good. Yep, I'm going to stand by. Read the mail. I got to jump in there.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you stay in there because...
Just hit the mute button, James. Yeah, just hit the mute button.
Yes, sir.
All right,
because you got mail
go
coming
ahead,
in here.
But
you be all right, James. All right. 516-3580. Your mic is open.
Boy, that sound like this old mic, old 50,000. What's going on, man? What's up, fellas?
What's going on, 50? How's everything?
What's up, 50? All right, how you doing, buddy?
Everything going to be all right. Anybody like the North, I'm taking bets.
If anybody what now?
Anybody that don't like the North.
Hey, we all make mistakes, but you know what I'm saying. I'm taking bets. If y'all like the South against the North, I'm taking bets. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Okay, he's talking about the flex bet against Quinoa, who got
that's
the better small block.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, well, I seen on the page. I don't know if he was on Facebook or not, but I seen Kenny Conker said he want money bags.
Okay, I'll take a bet.
He said he wanted money back, so you can
okay, I'll
see you.
Okay.
And, yeah. There's a couple more that's out there that they like money bags, but that's how it's going,
well,
you know.
Send them to me, Joe. When you see him,
okay.
Just send them to me. Say, look for 50 over there. I'm going to have a table with a dummy stand over there just waving. Say, come over here, over here, over here, over here.
Yeah, it's going.
You know?
Look, that's what's so good about this race right here, because you got half of them believing that Flex can win, half of them say that Akiwan can win. So that's what the race is about, right?
That's
what
makes
I like.
A good race.
Yep.
And bet with who you like.
Yep.
Bet with who you like. You know, they used to call me two sides years ago. I could be with Flex and bet on the other side. That's how I used to be. That's why I had a name, Two Sides. You know?
Well, you said bet with who you like, or you bet with your brain?
No. Bet with who you like in my book. In my book, bet with who you like. None person, please.
All right.
I like that, Joe. No, it's okay. I like it, though. I'm on top of it.
Look, I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been playing time. I don't know, but I guess I'm going with outside.
Okay, hey, listen, do what you gotta do. And I don't want nobody to be on this video show saying they going with us and they bet on the other side. We ain't gonna be mad if you do. Bet with who you like.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm telling you.
Hey, Joe, I just got a text, and ODB said they'll take a buck spot with Red Cup.
I'll be talking to Terrence a little bit later on. We'll see. We'll see what he's saying, what he's talking about. You know? See what he's saying. I know he's still got, I think he's still got three more. He got
Red Cup got some off race.
You got three more, right?
Loose, Dry Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He still got some races.
Yeah, he got three more races still going on.
So he said ODB said they'll take buck spots if you want to.
Oh, and then you got Pinky. I don't know the deal with that. What how they do, you know?
Right, I got that. That ain't had nothing to do with that
one. You didn't have
the spot.
You didn't have the spot. Okay. So I guess we'll see. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up some more of these mics because I see everybody sitting on here. 240-8095. Your mic is open. 240-8095. Your mic is open. Hello? All right, I'm going to mute that mic because they ain't saying nothing. All right, I'm opening up this mic. 804-6005. Your mic is open.
Hello. Hello, all.
All right.
Hello, hello.
What's up, Joe?
Nothing much. What's going on now?
I ain't doing nothing. I can't talk too much at my work. Mrs. Claus doing a little shopping.
Oh, that's Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Okay, okay. Santa Claus, you got the, I know you already know everything else and when the person is naughty or nice, so can you tell me any of the races that you can tell me that we can actually bet our money on?
Well, I can tell you one thing. That dog on Fat Albert was naughty earlier. But I think he's calmed down now.
Oh. Is that the one when if somebody tells me, you turn me up again, I'm going to turn your ass off? Is that what it is?
Hey, Joe, let's move on.
Shut out. Hey, come on now. What the hell, man, shut you up. Come on, he ain't hit it.
Let me talk about.
Wait, he didn't hit the trans brake on you, did he?
Oh,
yeah.
He hit it hard.
Come on.
No.
I thought, I guess they both got the same first name, so they both hit trans brakes.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. What would you think? What would you want to? I want to know your predictions on those two small blocks, bro.
Which one?
Flex and Kiwan.
You talking about White
Money
Lightning?
Bags versus Flex. White Lightning.
White Lightning with the gap.
Woo wee.
Hey, day in the morning.
Hey, day.
And it,
White
and
Lightning with the gap.
Marcus. Marcus Wonga say, I got a cool $50 on it.
Yeah, he's a White Lightning with the gap. Oh, my God. I see some of the South people on here, but it looks like they don't want to hit that one button. Oh, hold on now. Now, listen, hold just what I heard. Now, I'll ask you one more. Jeffrey Dahmer versus Zeus.
That's going to be a good one.
Which car? Which car?
Our War Chief. War Chief versus Jeffrey Dahmer.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a damn good one.
It's going to be a good race, but somebody going to be surprised. And I leave it at that.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Somebody might be in the trick bag.
What? Oh, shoot. Okay. Oh, they asked this one. They said Silverhawk versus Ghetto Cowboy.
Man, I was going to put out an all-points bulletin for Silverhawk. That missing person or something.
No, all I'm going to say is, you know, the Silverhawk been mighty quiet here lately. I think he's going to surprise y'all.
But that's the one I'm
looking forward to.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Wow. You come
it'll
on here and say that. I don't want to hear that. No, he didn't. Did he? Oh.
No, he didn't tell me yet. I mean, he said, still
I ain't hear
thing.
Nothing.
He's talking. I ain't hear nothing yet. So until he calls and tell me, or when Saturday get here and the time is past, then I'll give Cowboy the money. But I just ain't going by what somebody else said. Y'all know I don't do that. So unless I hear from Silverhawk or either the time has passed and he's not there, then I'll go ahead and pay. Open up Antoine, Mike. Let's go ahead and see what he's saying.
Okay, hold up. I got somebody open up the mic right now. 484-8596. Your mic is open.
What make y'all think I'm going to pay the DP?
Joe, tell him our weekend to text Joe. Me and you both getting it.
I got the man on the phone right now, Antoine, on the phone
right now. That's right, Antoine.
I said it. I got.
You said what, Antoine?
I got $20. Say you paying Punk out.
Why don't you make it $250?
Man, I make it $250. I got $20. Take it or leave it. Goddamn it.
Ain't no trick. You get $20 to a trick.
Come on now.
I tell you what we can do. You can take that $250 and lock me in.
Only thing we can do, we bet that $250. They ain't going to pay the DP.
Ooh.
And if you want to lock me in, I'll see you at the track. I'm on mute.
You had me excited for a minute. Oh my God. Anybody else, I got $20. He pay Punk out. Anybody else want to take Fat Albert or Jill or Jerry Curl? Excuse me, Jerry Curl. Either way, y'all, bet $20. He pay Punk out.
Okay, DuPont. Okay.
Is it a lock, Joe? Joe, is it a lock, Joe?
No, I just said, okay, DuPont.
Oh, okay. Fat Albert?
Antoine.
I'm the
DP, Antoine,
man.
Antoine.
I don't bet on it.
Hold on.
Antoine.
I got to ask Santa Claus.
Listen.
Santa Claus
got to
do something for me.
Have a good fucking time, but not for a long time.
Santa Claus, can you do something for me for Christmas?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Can you make sure, I know you drop off hearts and everything, but can you drop a different kind of color so it don't look so bright on his head? Or side of his face. That DuPont paint. You know that with your hair. Can you you get a little bit
who is
a shade lighter than black.
Who is this? Who are you talking about?
Antoine. You never seen that fake beard he had? Or the fake hairline?
Oh, my God.
Y'all can't talk about my boy like that.
Oh, man.
What? You want me to send it to you? You want me to send you the picture? Did you want me to send you the picture? You know what? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Hold up. I'm going to tell you. And Fat Albert is on his phone to be my witness. When Pro Star Joe came out there and displayed that when he had the first sideburns and everything on, everybody looked at it like, what the heck? Next thing you know, everybody had it on with that. Next thing you know, I saw Antoine had a full set of hair. And he had a head. His line went all the way past his forehead, almost touching the eyebrow.
Well, that was the year I gave him that Christmas bonus.
Oh, you gave him the Christmas bonus.
Can't talk about my helper like that.
I'm just saying, just a little shade, a little bit different, just a little lighter shade. You know how they say 50 shades of gray? Well, 50 shades of black. So it's a little lighter. That's a little lighter.
You must have got that for Pro Stock Joe.
No, I didn't. I'm telling you, he saw it and he went and did the same thing. He even had the lip palm on.
About, Joe. What?
Fat Albert?
I don't know what you're talking about, Joe. See, Joe, here you go, Joe.
All right. You know what started it, so I just wanted to say, I'm just telling everybody the same thing.
Go ahead, because I got a question. After you go ahead and get off, but you're going to get off, I got a question I got to ask. Go ahead.
Go ahead and ask it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead and ask.
I noticed, you know, these past couple of weeks, you have a lot of Facebook crying bitches out here.
Oh, shit.
Crying about, you know, I'm going to say whatever the fuck I say. If you don't like it, fuck you. That's always been my motto. I noticed you have a lot of people crying and bitching about, you know, this particular car in a shootout or anything. So my question to you is this. Can we allow Lance and them to do your shootouts? We have all glass and all this type of stuff. Because, you know, Lance is the only person that really does allow, you know, cars that have lit the boards to come in and do their shootouts. So you won't have these, since you won't have these Facebook crime bitches on your back so much.
No.
Listen, this is what I got to say. I'm not going to lie to you, and I never had a problem with Sammy in the afternoon. I've let everybody try something. And like I said, when once you start with somebody and you with them, you with them. It wouldn't be right for me to cut somebody off, to give it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my kind of style that I'll do.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
That'd be just like me turning around and we start something out and all of a sudden I cut you out. I would never do that.
This is my thing. I'm going to say it, like I said, I say whatever how I feel. Don't care.
Say it. God, you ain't got to keep going all that. Say it.
Well, I'm going to say it. Why the fuck do you have these same people that quit to come on here and apologize, but quit to go on Facebook and comment the dumbest shit with cop pleas on their live feeds and their million-dollar buddies be the first one to try to throw salt on the game?
Okay, so you want it. Okay, this is what I'm going to tell you something right now. Okay, I'm going to give you straight out. I'm going to just be real. And this goes,
be
and
real
I don't
with
care
it,
who
give it
says
to me.
It,
I'm
and I'm going
to
give it to you straight out, just how it goes. Anytime a show gets ready to start to go and get momentum and everything is all things like working too good, you're always going to have a hater come out to try to destroy it or say something bad. So that's what it is. It's plain and simple. If you guys can't see what's going on, do you know I was already waiting for this here to come out to somebody got to say something negative? Do you know I know that already? Every promoter goes through this. I don't care what promoter there is. You're always going to have a hater somewhere that's going to come out just before the show. Like, I don't care how good whatever is going on. Somebody on the outside going to have to turn around and say something, just say something negative because they want a little attention. That's the problem. That's attention seekers. And you guys, sometimes I hate to say it, you guys give them the attention and then they go to Showboat and they thinking they're doing something. Well, and you know it's a lie, but you guys are still listening to the shit. So basically, I kind of like leave it alone because I already know it's coming. So if I give them attention, they even put my name on the thing and say, we need answers about this. What the hell I look like answering about somebody else's? No, I'm just saying what I need to be answering about another man's show, saying something negative about nobody's show. I can't. I'm not always right, and they ain't right all the time, so it don't matter. I'm not going to criticize that man. Whatever he's doing, he's doing. That's nothing in my business, and I'll just say it just how it is. And I'm not going to get in nobody else's business. So just like Lance's show was going on, everybody, you just before, guess what? They're going to hit him. Now, sudden North versus South. What do you think they're going to hit? They're going to try to hit North versus South. Okay. Oh, I don't know, man. Maybe Fat Albert, he looked like he was tired and he couldn't talk really. He was thirsty and everything. Man, they're going to say all kinds of stupid shit. I'm just going to tell you like it is. Every little thing.
If a motherfucker got that much mouth and always downgrading this specific event, because it's always just this one. It's, it happened twice a year. It's always this one. They got so much mouth about it. Why the fuck won't they go and throw their own fucking shit and shut the fuck up?
No, they think it's that easy, and then when they do it, then it's a problem. So, but, you know, that's how it is, and they're looking for that attention. They're looking for you to draw. They're looking for, say, for example, me to combat and go into the battle with them, back and forth with them to make myself look like an idiot, you know, arguing. And then, you know, you got other people out there that's looking at what you're doing, and you're actually stooping into their level. So you know what? Guess what? I'll stay above it. I'm not going to go to it, and it is what it is. I'm going to make sure we have a good time. And you know what? They ain't going to be there anyhow, so what the hell? But they're the first one to criticize from way over there because they ain't showing up. So, I see it all the time.
Basically, what you're saying is you can spray that Jerry Curl juice on your hair, and you can lean it back with an iron comb, goddamn it, and you can sprinkle it all over their face in their comments on Facebook. I got it. I got you.
No. I wouldn't piss on them to give them the satisfaction if they was on fire. How about that? That's what I say. All right? If they was on fire, we'd give them the satisfaction of peeing on them, putting them out. How about that? That's all. You gotta understand when people go to lying on people and everybody knows it's a lie. And sometimes this is what I understood certain things what Pro Stock was saying, because sometimes we need to stand up and say, "Yo, enough is enough, done deal, leave him alone." I ain't had to say it because it's jumping all around the mat. Now all of a sudden you saw it. Now you got to find out how many people had to find out the hard way. You know, now you guys all found out. Oh shit! Well, now you want to say something about it. Now the next man want to say about it. So you know what? Everybody knows. Now just leave him alone or whatever. Do whatever you want to do. You know, that's my whole thing. Yeah. I don't bar. I'm not. I don't have to turn around and say bad on him because he does it to himself or either one of them.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Oh shit! I just didn't like that comment. He was a cowboy. That shit was just sick.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? You know, you got
how you
call it? Let's just say it like it is. You got trolls out there that is worried about somebody getting something popular. Okay, I'll give you a prime example, and it happened 2 years ago when you goes out there doing all that damn racing. Well, he ain't racing nobody though. You ever notice that? They didn't want to give you the credit. They didn't want to give you the credit though. You was out there doing your thing, but nobody want to give you credit. Want to talk bad? He only raced this guy. So what? He went out there and he tried it. He tried a lot. You tried a lot of different people. You won. Oh, the only reason why he won because the guy shit shut off or whatever, you know, stuff like that. Hey, credit is what credit's do, and they don't want to give it to you. That's all to it. And then we got a lot of those going around because jealousy is a mug when somebody look like they're starting to do and everybody's starting to talk about one specific person or one specific event. You know, instead of turning around and uplifting everybody, you'd rather tear a person down to think it's going to build you up. That's all to it. That's all. That's all it is. And that's why I don't care. And Fat Albert knows I just don't care. It is what it is. I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody call me up and won't you say something? No, I'm not going to say nothing. It is what it is.
It's not going to hurt at all.
You believe what you want to believe, you know, and that's it. Now you know and I know. And basically we ain't got to address it. But you giving the person attention, now he kind of grew. That's where he go. And, you know, haters like to prop together too, so you just always remember. So sometimes, you know, another hater loves to tell another lie, the same lie, and spread it, you know. I mean, just like they went out there and they spread it, that shit, to, they told that big lie about that, you know, they said, you know, you had that new hair growth, and you grew sideburns overnight and shit. But,
Joe, open the mic, Joe. Open the mic, Joe.
All right, I'm open.
Fat Albert.
845-0695. Your mic is open. 845-0695.
Cowboy.
Good evening, guys. Good evening.
So what are you trying to call Silverhawk out?
No. I'm just having fun. You know,
okay.
I'm excited for this weekend. I'm getting to see a whole bunch of you guys that I haven't seen since last summer. So we're going to have fun. And what was I say? ODB, don't even worry about that crap. You know, this guy, you know, went trolling on my page and stuff like that. And, you know, the funny thing is, his boy is the one that gave me the trophy for our crew for, you know, best dress and whatever. You know, I don't have time for it. You know what? My problem was I entertained it for a little bit, and I shouldn't have. But, you know, I'm not worrying about it. You know, I'm happy that I'm racing with you guys and sticking by you guys and having fun with you guys, and that's all that matters. You know, we're here. Some of us are here for fun. This is, like, exciting for me. I enjoy this. It brings me back
hey,
when I was small.
You don't want to hear all that
yes,
politics kid again. Say Silverhawk again.
Yeah.
Silverhawk! You do that Silverhawk. Pretty good. That what you're going to be saying that track. God damn, Silverhawk!
Once I pass you, I'm going to go,
man, you said a little deflated right there, buddy. You got to put some caffeine in your body.
Hey, hold on. Let me say this. Speaking of grudge races, if you can, fellas, can you come with the car that you are racing? Don't bring your car up at 1 o'clock and leave it in the stage lane because you got to race at 2 o'clock and walk away. Don't do that. That's how stuff gets congested. If you and the car that you are racing can come together, we'll be a whole lot better. Don't leave your car in the stage lane. Walk away. Well, my car's in the stage lane. I'm ready. And walk away. No, don't do that. Let's come with the car that you are racing. That way I got y'all together so we don't have to move cars and try to get the other car up and move this car to get that car
yep,
up.
Get around, yeah.
Come together. That'd be a whole lot better. You'll get these races off. But please do not leave your car in the staging lane.
All right.
Go ahead with the bullshit. Go ahead, Silverhawk.
Say that shit for race day. We don't want to hear that shit on Tuesday.
Well, you can
hey,
a little red button on your let me get it. It's a little red button on your phone 50. Hit it. Just hit it. You ain't got to hear no more. How about that? Go ahead,
Antoine.
Take
it easy, Fat Albert.
And I'm asking this race because I know I'm not, you know, as of right now, well, the truck may be there, may not. That's up to undisclosed. Might be coming. I ain't saying nothing. But what I'm asking is this. Do y'all know what lanes the grudge racing is going to be in? So we can say that out in the beginning.
I'm going to have a caution tape. You'll see it ahead of time. And I'm going to have somebody at the beginning where stage sitting right there at the beginning. So you know you cannot go in those two lanes. We're going to have like two. You cannot go in those lanes because those lanes going to be open
That's right.
For when I get ready to pull those grudge cars around. Now, don't go up in that lane and you ain't got a grudge match. You ain't going to see it. Fat Albert, I'm going to stress this right now so everybody knows. I'm going to address this. Don't go around looking for everybody else. And I'm going to say it. It's going to be Fat Albert and Rico that run those lanes. That's who they are in charge. If you ask one of them, they will be handling when the classes are coming up and everything else up. I'm not coming up there and trying to do something for somebody. You know, it is what it is. They are handling it. Everybody, they will handle it. If you keep on trying to jump from one end to the other end, you can't do it. It's not working. We keep it the other way. It was Friday was kind of a hectic tempo for because everybody looking for favors. And you stop stuff for somebody else, stop for this one. No, it's going to go on Saturday. This thing went out so freaking smooth, I was happy. Everything got all taken care, even all the classes, all got taken care. All the grudge races got taken care, all the people that ran down. But the problem is a lot of times guys want to come at the last minute and decide they're going to try to do testing.
Mm-hmm.
At the, you know, if you start testing from the get-go, then you're ready to run. But don't come out there and have your
mm-hmm.
car sitting all day long, but then prancing around, laying around. Go ahead, you know, make your pass or make your run. If you got four races, I'm quite sure you ain't going to try to get them all within an hour at the end of the night. But some of these guys, I don't know, man. You know, I don't know what the deal is. I guess they night racing or something. Who knows? But
mm-hmm.
all in all, I'm not saying, I don't care what anybody else say, Fat Albert, Rico, I'm letting them stay what they got to do. I'm telling, that's even the class guys, they got class cars, that they got those classes that are going in, they got to listen to Fat Albert and Rico first. I don't care who's throwing their classes or whatever, they got to go by them first. They'll tell those class guys, you go see them, talk to them, they'll say what when those guys are coming up. They're the ones. I'm not changing nothing for nobody. That's how it's going to be. And a grudge lane, don't get me wrong, I do say grudge is priority. That's all to it. There ain't no doubt about it. Those grudge races off, you come to Fat Albert, and you'll have a day when you'll be coming in, and you can just tell him ahead of time, this is it. He'll have it all marked down. He knows who's got to be at 5 o'clock, who's supposed to be at this clock, you know, and he's going to put all of them together and come right on out with everybody. And we'll run along smooth. 1, 2, 3. I'm not going to
hey,
do
Joe
like
Gray.
How Florida and they be sitting all up in the crew in a long line.
Joe Gray.
Ain't going to do that. Uh-huh.
You do that from 8 to 5 in the morning. I got something to say right here.
Okay, all you right? Go ahead.
You listening?
Go ahead.
Are you listening?
Yeah, we listening.
Man, say what you got to say. Good gracious.
I'm from the fuel pump. That motherfucker sound like a lawnmower motor.
You telling a motherfucking lie?
We waited for that.
Stavon, right. Go ahead, Stavon. You ready, huh?
I got that starter, remember?
That's
oh,
that,
shit.
No, that brings the Stratton, goddammit.
Huh?
Sound like that Brady
got
Stratton.
That starter now.
Yeah, I got that starter in all of them.
Oh, shit.
Going on mute. Talk to y'all later.
All right. Avon,
yes.
You on.
What
okay,
up?
Let me
what
open
up,
up?
What up?
What's going on, Avon?
What up, Joe?
What's going on?
What's going
oh,
on?
You all ready? I know you ready.
No, I ain't ready yet. I ain't
oh,
ready yet,
that,
Joe.
You working on
I'm
that.
Ready for
secret
that banana pudding,
that banana
though.
I don't think you're going to say that. I don't think you're going to say that. No, it's going to be, nice, man. I love it. Something having fun
yeah.
with everything. Hey,
yes,
oh,
sir,
yeah, and I got to
yes,
make sure I let everybody know, too. I got DJ Gotti. He going to be in there playing the music. So if y'all want to cut a rug, let me know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, call me
okay.
up and ask me to call. I said, you got it. So
okay,
you
be a real DJ. Now, it's better than DJ yeah. Stickman. I mean, no, I'm back on mute.
You said it right.
Y'all crazy.
He said it right. He said it right.
DJ Stickman be doing his thing. Now, I give him credit. He do his thing. But he just ain't allowed to come out. He ain't allowed to come out this week.
Oh, he ain't allowed? Oh, okay. Good report, Joe.
That's all.
He on punishment.
Long time.
Yeah,
I'm
on punishment. Yeah.
We will give you a play-by-play.
Appreciate
nah, we ain't. Don't y'all call. Don't y'all call. Don't y'all call Antoine up over there. He might start sweating and the paint come off his face.
There you go.
I ain't going to mess with no more. Let me stop. But, Avon, you're not ready yet?
No, I'm close, Avon. But not all the way.
Okay. I know. I got to go outside right now. My son's out there messing with the car right now, trying to get ready himself. So I'm trying to help him. So I told
him. I'm out here.
I'll be out a little bit.
I'm fucking with the trailer right now.
Huh?
So So I'm messing with the trailer right now.
Okay. Ready. Oh, so everything else ready. The car ready. The trailer.
No, not yet. Not my eyes, no. But we'll see.
All right. Well, all in all, then, I think it's going to be all good because it's going to be 85, like I said.
Is.
80 degrees. That we're gonna be. It's gonna definitely be on the moon. We're gonna have a good time.
Right.
Yep. Well, hold on. Let me make sure I open up these. A lot of these mics are something popping up. 803-6419. Your mic is open. All right. I'm gonna close that one up. Hold on. 201-9355. Your mic is open.
Joe, how you doing? It's Cliff. I'm just here to listen. But I want to get opened up before you left.
Okay, you got it, Cliffy. Somebody got a lot of static. I don't know. It's all got a window down. Riding. Okay, thanks. Okay, let me make sure I open this mic up. 201-3516, your mic is open.
Good evening, Joe. What's going on, brother?
Not much. How's everything?
Everything's good. I just wanted to make sure my mic was open. I want to hear tonight's show and see what's going on. And White Lightning for the win with Space.
With Space. Good gracious.
With Space. All right, I'm back on mute.
Who's your racing again, Joe? White Lightning. Who's your racing again?
White Lightning and Money Bags. Heads up.
Okay.
You know, that Mustang I put on there, he shifted like about 10,000 RPMs. Every time you hear it, it's up there, about 10,000. That's a motor car. That was the nicest car. That's a motor car. That little Mustang. He feel awful confident. Kimon does, you know, he actually said that he trying to do 3 or 4 runs. So if anybody else that got a small block, he said, that looking for action, he want to go right behind again. So anybody else that looking for action, Kimon is looking to lock in again. You want to run some more. So that you know, the man definitely, he ain't coming to play. He said he come to put a show on. And he bring a whole bunch of other people with him from South Carolina. I meant to ask him because I got to see. More than likely, he probably bringing his buddy there too. What the heck is it? A side piece. What's his name? That thing, side piece?
Talking about Pokey Bear.
Pokey Bear, yeah. He probably, because Pokey Bear and him was tight. They so always go, you know, he actually came to the track and sang that day. We'll keep on over there. So
you tell me we might have a little, y'all might have a little carnival, I mean a little concert at the damn track. That's what you're
well,
to tell
you know, if he come there, I'm a show going to make him try to sing for it. I dare show him. I ain't going to lie to you. I'll be lying. Shoot, he might say you need backup. I just go get Fat Albert with the mic. And Fat Albert can do the backup thing.
Oh Lord!
Tell us that, Alvin.
Boy, we'll see how that turned out.
Had the women out there hollering, throwing drugs all
candy
over the place.
Hey Joe, you have candy liquors and side pieces. Hot damn!
Oh
yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh man, I had to take that one. Okay. Oh, hold on. Let me make sure I got Butchie with it. I got to make it open his mic. And matter of fact, you guys, the pans, those pans are aluminum pans that everybody's doing. If I didn't, I don't know who I missed or whatever, didn't tell them. It's the half trays. That's what they're putting the banana pudding in so I can be able to try to get everybody underneath. Half trays, Silverhawk, if you hear me, half trays. OG Bobby's the half trays, you know, not that big, full, big tray. It's the half trays. That's what they put in the banana pudding in. And I know a lot of people wanted to put Tupperware or whatever, but the problem is I got some guys that cook it, and they do their own thing. So Tupperware they couldn't do. So I'm just letting you know. So that's the reason why I'm just trying to keep everybody the same. I hope to have everybody the same, and so I can put their name. They just put their name underneath the tray, and I put another tray over top of it. And at the end, you pull it up, and we'll tell who name it is. We'll reveal whose it is. That's how it is. I don't want no name in front of it, so nobody know who it is and stuff like that.
Hey Joe.
Mhm.
Hey Joe.
Yep.
I forgot about the banana put.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
No, so you ain't gonna be able to make it?
Yeah. Not put a banana put.
Okay. No problem.
Well, if somebody wanna take my spot, just tell me if you got one spot open.
Yeah, I know somebody had something, but we can just keep it just like that. I'd rather keep it simple anyhow, because, man, I ain't going to lie to you, that's a lot of tasting.
Yeah, it is.
And,
now we down
there's
to
a lot
11,
of tasting. So we
because
good.
I know what, yeah, because when you try to, when you have banana pudding, you got to travel 11 hours. It ain't going to be, you know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, got what you got what you're saying. All
okay.
right, so you guys.
Who was that?
All right.
Silverhawk? That was
yeah.
Silverhawk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you weren't going to win anyway.
Oh!
I'm back on mute.
Yeah, he was worried about. He forgot because he was just worried about me kicking his ass down the track. That's why. He forgot.
Well,
that's his excuse.
You my least worried.
Okay, cowboy.
I got a mess with you too.
Least worried.
Huh?
I said I got a mess with you too.
About the banana foot. I don't mind wearing that $2,000, but I forgot all about it. Tell you too.
Okay.
Good evening, fellas. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, and then we got Butchie Woods. All right, Butchie,
what's
so you know
on?
You heard that about the banana pudding too, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you ain't gonna better make it.
Ooh, shit. I ain't gonna let Avon get away like that.
Oh yeah, that right. Don't you? I got a bet or something on the side bet with y'all banana pudding.
Something like that.
Uh-oh. Avon. Oh, me and Avon going to coma over there.
He ain't going to win either. He ain't going to win either.
He ain't going to win
it. It's going to be all right, brother. It's going to be all right.
Man, I just want somebody
yes,
to tell how Pro Stock Joseph is, man. The way he's talking like that, man, he act like he's got the best damn banana put in the whole wide world, Craig.
He put peanuts in his.
Man, bye.
Damn, peanuts.
What?
Head cross it, bye. Man, bye.
Hey,
okay.
I'm just saying.
Donald Joe, you ain't right.
Look, I don't hear everybody put all kinds of stuff in it. I'm not going to lie to you. I heard people talk about some crazy stuff, so I don't want to say nothing. I just wait. I just want to see how it is. I just want to see how. I got to see it on my own. I ain't never seen banana pudding with strawberries in it, but, you know, it is what it is.
And
so
now
that.
We got a chicken football.
Hey, it enhances the flavor. That's what it does.
Okay.
Antoine, now we got a chicken contest between
man,
two people.
Listen.
Hey,
now,
hold
on. Now, here's my question. What piece of the chicken are they cooking? That makes a big difference.
All I know is the man said he can now cook Shanita, and that's what the junk one jumped off, and boy, that was it. Rico, and so they said, we got the best chicken. They said, we got the best chicken. They betting the money among themselves. All right, so you're gonna have two fries sitting right next to each other, and they trying to out cook the other. Yes, sir. They gonna as soon as they come out the hot grease, I'm gonna have Fat Albert right there. Fight it, Fat Albert. Tell us what you got.
Yes, sir. Hey, yes, it ain't
sir.
Fried chicken unless you got that hot sauce right with it.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you. I did taste Shanita's chicken without hot sauce. It was banging. I give her credit. It was banging without hot sauce. I I'm not going to lie to you. She was, you know, just like these guys, they claim they can make ribs and stuff. You know, people make ribs. You can make ribs all you want, but sometimes people just hide it with the flavor of the barbecue sauce. You can tell if somebody can really make ribs. Don't have no sauce at all. See what happens. You know, that's all to it. Sometimes they hide it with the barbecue sauce. But this rib, this chicken thing, you know, it's a little finesse with it a little bit. The way some people
Joe, that's the same thing you do. You hide your taste with your barbecue sauce, Joe. You can't cook no ribs.
You ain't seen no barbecue sauce on my ribs when I cooked them over there. You asked Fat Albert, did I have barbecue sauce?
No, he didn't.
I tell
know.
You what, I can't wait till one of the during the week. I might come out to your house and have a cook-off with you.
Woo!
I'm on your house. I'm gonna have your house.
I'm
gonna have
you
sitting out, sleeping outside. I'm being inside.
You're a damn lie.
I'm telling you. I'm gonna kick my feet up and have me a twist of tea.
Here you go to BS, Joe.
I'm just saying, I'll be sitting up in your house, sitting back eating, watching TV. Just shoot. You be outside. Don't worry about it. It ain't cold outside. You be okay. You be okay. I'll wait till the summer to do that one. And also, I know on Saturday night, on Friday night, we're going to have a fish fry. We're going to fish fry, and I think we're doing oysters, too, so, you know. Normally we get the oysters and go eating as we do too. So, but otherwise, anybody else? What other races you guys want to see? That's what I want to know. Or who's supposed to get it off and ain't getting it off? That's what I want to know, really, honestly, K. True. Who got scared or who was bluffing all the time? Cause you know we had a lot of hype. Everybody was up there running off at the mouth. Now it's been quiet. Who do you think of? I'll fold up on you. You know, you try to say Silverhawk was going to fold. Silverhawk came out here and said, you a lie. Told you to bet 250. And he said, bet the way you reflect. You wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. No, I just
you ain't got nothing to say yet. Nobody want to call nobody
just...
names out.
Oh,
I guess they're a little too nervous.
I mean, you got to realize it's the week of. This is what it always happens every single year.
Well, I can't say that because look how many races went off last year, you know. Races went off that wasn't even there. And, oh, I do have some races from down south. Matter of fact, those guys are coming off the trailer. What is his name? Silverback on Friday night. He's running.
Silverback
is
a
dog race.
Dog supposed to be racing Weeby.
Oh, Weeby. Okay.
And he said Loose Booty can be next if he want to come out. He said he run Loose Booty. He said, who else he said he wanted? He wanted somebody else.
I know he wants Tatiana too bad, but I don't know if they come out.
Yeah,
or
he
not.
Said he wanted Tatiana if he can get that. He definitely said he wanted to do that. He told me that too. But I don't know if they're going to be there or not. I'm not too sure.
Right.
You know. But otherwise, you know. Oh, and do you want to say anything to that truck? Antoine?
Huh?
I said, do you want to say anything to that truck? That Rico and I'm
what
talking
truck?
About?
What truck, Rico?
They bringing something
truck?
Out there. They said they were bringing something out there.
Send me a picture of it, Jim.
Hold on. Let me try if I can get to them. Hold on. Let me see if I can get them. Maybe I can get you. Let's see if I can get them on the phone. How about that? It'd be better off.
Send me a picture of it.
Yeah. That's Rico. Send me a picture. Austin, if you have the picture of the truck, send me a picture. I know you're at work, but just send a picture. I know you can't answer the phone, but hold on. See if I can get him on here. Wait 1 minute. Nah, they must be working on stuff in there because they're trying to get ready themselves. But otherwise, you know, I know everybody a little quiet, so I'm getting ready to go. Like I said, I got to get busy. Got to help my son get him finished up. And, oh, Mark is on here or no?
I haven't heard him.
I just want to make sure before I get off. Because Antoine, did you get to talk to him?
Talk to who?
Marcus.
No, I ain't talking to him.
Oh, because I was trying to see if... Hold on. Oh, we got somebody's number. Shout out. 240-1224, your mic is open.
Did that money get locked with Mark Jackson?
No, hell
negative.
No.
Negative.
Mark Jackson and who? Which one? OG Bobby. Hell no.
Wow.
I told him.
Worry about who you locked in with.
Uh-oh. I knew Cliff was going to say
what?
Then what you worried about? who you locked in for?
Don't you worry about what I just asked a question, Professor.
Hey, I thought it was somebody else. Because I had opened somebody's mic, 240-1224. Your mic is open. All right. Well, let me go to another mic. 215-6904. Your mic is open.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's going on, Zeus?
What's up,
Zeus?
What's up?
You all ready to go?
Yeah, we ready. We loaded up and ready to go.
Shit. Zeus sent me a picture where they loading the car. Loading up on the trailer. I said, go. I know one that's ready.
Okay, we ready.
Oh, shoot.
Hey, it's a truck out there looking for ODB called Alpha Blood or something. You wanted me to say something to y'all about Alpha Blood. It's an S10.
Is that the one from Piedmont?
They from, he lived near Green. He lived near,
Greenville?
I know he's from Philly. He's usually from Philly. But.
Okay.
He told me that him and Antoine supposed to be locked up. He called me today. Antoine, you locked up with somebody and didn't tell us?
You locked up with somebody already?
Locked up with who?
My man name is Milk. You know Milk? With the red S10? Said you supposed to drive?
Say what?
That's what he said. He said you supposed to drive against the red S10.
He wanted to be there this week. Everybody know, man. Antoine wasn't supposed to be there this week.
I told him that. But he said y'all talked about it or some shit. I don't know. I'm trying to get him on, but he at work.
So who is this person? I don't know who this person is.
Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Oh, you gonna get him for right now?
Man, give me a good laugh while I sit back and eat this goddamn steak.
I knew he was eating something. Yeah.
Somebody
go on mute.
I hear it
somebody
too.
Somebody breathing harder. With
oh me. Boy.
Well, if you working on something, Avon, that's you.
I'm texting you because I don't think you can talk on the phone.
No, I'm on mute.
Okay.
Oh, so you can't talk on the phone?
Yeah, I'm texting.
Okay. Okay, why are you texting me?
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, open them up.
Let me just make sure I open up these mics before they.
He said he's been trying to get in touch with Antoine. He didn't answer, but I guess they talked before about you coming to North versus South. And he's been trying to get in touch with you. He ain't returned his call.
My number ain't hard to get along. I got 5 fucking Facebook pages. How the hell did
I'm gonna ask you how he tried to get in touch with you.
Yeah, because it ain't hard to get up with me.
Okay.
But I want to know
who's
this
right now. While we waiting.
Hold on. Yep.
Okay. 443-7156. Your mic is open.
Uncle Joe, what's going on? We getting busy, y'all.
All right. What's going on now, Fred? How's everything?
What's up, Fred? Everything is good, man. We're getting there. Mob Town.
Okay. y'all ready, huh?
Stay war ready.
Okay.
Mob Town coming in hot and heavy. We didn't know if we was going to be able to make it at first. But now we got the ability to come, but we're coming in hot and heavy.
Okay, okay. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all got any races on Friday night?
Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got
He on here, Antoine. He on here.
Uh-oh.
Antoine.
Mob Town.
I'll get Mike Marcus.
Mob Town.
Who is this? Oh, who is this?
He on here now. He on here now.
I hear that. Who is he?
Oh.
It's Malik, man, with the red S10. The one you see.
Oh, my God. You waited. Oh, my God. I talked to you way back in the summertime for North versus South. God damn.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Things happen.
You finally get some heart and want to lock a race in.
Oh, man. Okay. It's your heart, bruh. We ain't trying to do nothing all crazy.
Oh, my God. You wait till now to hit me up. I never said the week before, but God damn. Truck ain't gonna be there as a rate this second, but make it worth my while. I'll make sure it's there.
Stop lying.
Oh.
What's worth your while?
I lie.
What you want to run for, Malik? What you want to run for?
I mean, it's between me and you, man. I ain't trying to do a whole lot. Like I said, I'm just bringing the truck back out, and I'm just trying to get a little seat time in. So it's pretty much you just going to beat up on somebody that ain't been in the game for a minute. So, you know what I'm saying?
Antoine, what would it take for you to let the truck be there?
That's not what I said. Make it worth my while. I'll get to that point. Make it worth my while.
Man, we don't have all goddamn day. Give him a number.
Well, listen, this is what I'm telling you. Make it worth my while. Let me hear some.
Oh, my God, it's back and forth shit, man. Just say a number.
But this is what it is. It ain't about a number. What is he giving?
Malik, Malik. Okay, I see I got to do it. Malik, would you run 5 on 2,000?
I got to get with my camp on that. Like I said, it's just me. This ain't no whole lot of people. It's just me.
Oh, okay. Well, that might be.
Feel me?
Antoine, would you do 5 on 1,500?
What is he giving up?
Huh?
Oh, my.
Huh?
Hey,
everybody. I just said it. Make it worth my while, and I'll be there. What's he giving me?
Brothers, I appreciate y'all. I'll catch him, though. I appreciate y'all.
I just said it.
Goodness. Y'all didn't hear what
Damn.
I said. Make it worth my while, and I'll make sure the truck is there. Listen to what I'm saying.
Hey, man, I didn't even mean to call you up when you were at the job, man. I'm sorry, man. I thought somebody wanted to lock something here, baby boy. Malik.
Antoine doing the moonwalk.
I ain't doing the moonwalk. I said it before. Make it worth my while, and I'll make sure the truck is there.
Wow. Man.
That ain't no moonwalk.
Antoine Jack.
For the record, though, he did tap you on your shoulder, though. For the record.
Wow. Okay, let's move on. I'm just shaking my head on that one. Wow. Okay, let's move on.
Okay,
I'm moving on.
347-5810, your mic is open. Your mic is open.
Hey, Unc, did you get that text message I sent you earlier?
Yes, sir. I'm already on the job, sir.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Joe, you asked us who do we have Friday. Me and Sean up getting off the trailer on Friday.
Okay.
We're getting
that
straight off the ramp.
No, that's what it was. They're not gonna be the first ones. They just coming off the trailer. So I don't have nobody as being the first one. So them two guys that you want to, they say they want to be the first two, they can do it. Jonah and Fred is just coming off the trailer. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know Joe Ramsey also coming off the trailer, too.
What are we, 6:30, Albert?
Say what, Fred?
We ain't until 6:30. No way, right?
Hold on. I'm in the construction zone. Yeah, it's something like that, Fred. I got it down.
Okay, yeah, you ain't got to look it up.
I know there's five races coming off the trail, so we know it's definitely going to happen. You got Joe Ramsey
coming
off the trail. You got, what's his name, Silverback. They got a race. They coming off the trail. So it's pretty good. And I know a few guys down there by Malik, they're coming off the trail also. I just don't know their names.
Joe,
Malik's still on.
You know
he can tell me.
You know the difference is, Joe?
What's that?
I'm coming straight off the ramp, untested. We're gambling.
Okay. Okay.
Same way I did last year with my new car. Straight off the ramp.
Straight
untested.
Off the ramp.
You gotta,
straight off the ramp.
You
got
to have a set to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Straight off the ramp. Oof.
And we got some spots available, too. We're coming in hot and heavy.
Okay. Sound good. Nothing wrong with that one. But
playtime's
as of,
over.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, as I know of, what was it, 46 races so far?
Quick
race.
I lost. I know Fred got a few of them himself that he got to do.
I
don't even know
the
one
down
south. I really don't even know the one. Oh, you know what? I didn't count that guy that used to race in Oak Prep, and now he's got something going on. You remember you telling me, Fat Alvis?
Mm-hmm.
With the truck.
Silverback truck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Contagion. I forgot the name of the truck. But they locked in the other day.
Hey, Joe, I think I got three more to add to y'all's total for y'all.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you probably at 50 right now.
Okay. I know. Tell you what. King Juan, he wants to see if he can get something else going on. He said, he told me to make sure I go out there and say it. He said, if anybody with a small block wants some action. King Juan, he's the one that's doing that big money run that with Flex.
Oh, the all motor car?
Yeah.
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 He wants to lock in somebody else. If anybody looking for some action.
Joe.
Uh-huh.
I also got word that Scotty G is looking for some action. He wants to know could he get in that 28 shootout if it was okay for him to get in it.
They weren't putting chassis cars from what I heard in that 28 tire. That was the thing. I don't know about the extreme class, but I know the 28 one, they didn't have the chassis cars.
But that's what he was talking about, the extreme. He was talking about the extreme. Yeah, he wants to get in the extreme.
Extreme? I can find out.
He said
out.
He won't know rules on the fly. And then he also said if there's any big tires, he'll take them off and put the big tires on in Grudge Race. If anybody wants some big tire Grudge Race, which I know Larry Butler shootout going to be there. So I'm sure he probably won't have no issues with the big tire. But
Well, I mean, but you know, he wants to run a certain thing. Like, there's Dave Thomas going to be there. What the heck? Well, he don't want no parts of that.
Hey, Joe.
I mean, you know, I know those guys supposed to be coming.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I was going to say real quickly, I came in when Joe and Antoine, I don't know what they were speaking about or what it was, but it's unfortunate that what Joe was saying is true, that when you got these, you know, races that got momentum, that unfortunately that negative energy comes out the week of. But what I'll tell you is, from promoter to promoter, nobody can do to stop this, because this thing is live and we all looking forward to it.
I appreciate it. I mean, you know, we know every year, you know what I'm saying, that it comes down to it. and Fred, you're like, say your race is coming in. You know everything going wrong. You're trying to get everything motivated. Let us say a sprinkle or whatever, boy, you got somebody, people that ain't even coming, want to put something down. You can't, you know, 2 weeks ahead of time, you can't say nothing. You go the week of.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody knows that. If you went by last year, did the same thing. The week of, you know, if you go 3 weeks ahead of time and you think you're looking at that forecast, you're wasting your time because stuff changed down south like it's nothing.
Man,
and
you look at it until Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, and the weather actually is warmer than what they all expected when they were saying it was going to rain before. It was going to only be 60 degrees or 59 high. Meanwhile, it's at 85 on Friday night, 61 at the nighttime, and it's going to be 80 degrees on Saturday, and the low is going to be 62 at night. So, you know, you know, you can't ask nothing better than that. Just right weather, you know. I mean, that's how I look at it. But it's always something. It's always something. So sometimes you just, you know, you got to just know who it's coming from, that's all. And everybody kind of like, everybody knows, oh, he's going to be coming up real soon. Or they'll say this one's going to be coming, going to be saying something negative. So just let it roll and keep it moving. That's how I look at it. No need anyone,
hey, Joe,
you know, going to it.
I'm getting text. They want to know who you talk to about RV parking.
RV parking, I'm not, listen, like I told everybody, I got nothing to do with the RV parking. The track itself is the one that with the RV, because I don't charge, you know, I don't charge, they charge. That got nothing to do with me. So basically, I know you guys, if everybody knows PDRA and all that stuff, when they charge, you'll hear them $150, $160 or some shit like that. I forgot what it was. But it was like three times as much as what they were on our event. And the reason why it's three times as much is because we don't charge. Only they charge because they charge for you for the electric, for hooking up and whatever for the night.
All right.
The other thing is,
if you park on the pit side, you will be charged as a race car. I'm going to let you know that now. If you want to park in the pit, you will be charged as if you have a race car.
And if you want to leave the car.
That was $20, right?
And if you want to leave, and yes, if you want to leave the car, if you're going to be leaving overnight, you'll be charged for 2 days. Otherwise, you got to pull them out. I'm just letting everybody know because it's not going around looking because it's got trying to get everybody in. So if you're going to stay overnight, make sure you pay for the 2 days pass. Otherwise, when they come around, they're going to have a stick on the thing, and they're going to tell you, you know, you got to go out. But they're going to have their own security there, and that's it. You know, it's going to be around. They don't have time to be worrying about this one and that one. So that's where it's going to go. So if you want to do it, stay in overnight, whatever. You decide, you say, well, I'm going to keep my car and everything else, and or I'm staying overnight here. Make sure you get your two-day pass. But I can't tell you to stress that no more because, you know, people, like, I came on the here last time. Yeah, last time when a guy came on here and said something about why wake us up in the morning and stuff, you know, and I just want to make sure that they know we're not trying to wake you up, but we got to get everybody else in and trying to pay for, you know, get everybody who paid, and then we're going to have to knock on the door. So if you don't wake up until 1 o'clock, guess what? It's not my fault. I got to – so keep that from going. They pay the two-day pass, and that'll be it. That's all it
is. Yeah, listen,
you know?
Joe, they just texted me. He just said if you're going to stay overnight, you would pay for 2 days. Pay for 2 days. When you come to the gate, tell them, say, I'm going to be here overnight. I'm paying for my 2 days. We will put a sticker on your RV saying that you already paid for 2 days. So you won't be disturbed. But if you pay 1 day at a time and you spend the night, they will knock on your door and ask you to leave and pay to come back in, or either you pay when they wake you up. So pay for
the
2 days.
They will let their whole RV go out because they're going to count their whole people and everything in it. Everybody's going to have to go out.
Right.
They have an armband. You'll see. They'll have the colors for it.
Right. If you spend the night, pay for 2 days when you come in Friday, and that'll take care of you for the weekend. So
okay, you got it.
For y'all that's probably be all drunk up and you don't want to wake up early, I advise you to pay them 2 days.
Yep.
Hey, Fat Albert, why they got to be drunk up? Why we got
to
be drunk
because
up?
Because that's what I wanted to say. Because that's what I wanted to say. Hey, Joe, hang 50 up. That did it right there. That did it right there, Joe. Hang 50 up. Hang 50 up right there.
Fat Albert, take it easy. Take it easy. I'm just telling you, why they got to be drunk up? Why we can't be sober?
Well, because I probably be the same way.
we definitely know that. I seen you walking slow one day, tiptoeing. I said, look at this motherfucker there. He's drunk. But I let you slap. So I kept my eyeball on you to make sure you was all right.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, yeah, we're going to do it that way. So, like I said, the guys were complaining about being woke up. So come in, pay for 2 days, you'll be covered. You ain't got to worry about nobody knocking on your door, waking you up or nothing. You'll be covered.
Yeah, because I know a lot of guys said they didn't want to be woke up, so that's being stopped of having the girls going around and going to your trailer. That's what we did.
Uh-huh.
So nobody can hear crying about it. But hold on 1 second. Let me make sure I open up a couple more of these mics. Because I see they on here. 862-3221, your mic is open.
Good evening, fellas. How's everybody doing this evening?
Can't complain. How you doing, Tori?
All right.
Hey, I can't complain, man. I just wanted to say, you know, I wish everybody luck, all the crews, races, and everybody luck, and have a safe trip down there and back. And always remember, this is just a grudge race. It's a family thing. We're just having fun. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less. And that's it. I'm going back on mute.
Okay. Hold on a second. I'm going to open up another mic here. 631-3031, your mic is open.
Good evening, everyone. Hey, Joe, what time the gates open up Saturday morning?
Saturday morning, they're going to be opening up probably like 9:30, 10. Just getting the cars and people getting in there earlier. Yep.
All right, then. I appreciate that. Good evening, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good evening, girl.
What's going on?
Let me see. Let's see what the heck. Somebody just text me just a while ago. Let me see what they want. All right. And I know a few street cars. We got a couple cars. We got a couple cars coming from Texas also. I know y'all heard about them. Dre and them, they coming. Also, Dog and the crew. Street King and his old crew. Kendall Jameson and his crew, they're coming. What'd you make out? Bird tell you? Okay. Yeah, so everything else, you know, those guys are all coming from South Carolina, Georgia, and Texas. And I have two or three cars coming from Florida that wants to come. So, and Scotty G. And so it's going to be interesting. So if you're looking for action, there's something, and also got a couple of motor cars, some street cars, big heavy cars looking for action. All steel, all glass, roll up windows, driving around and everything. Got a couple of motor cars and nitrous cars. So I definitely got that, but hold on 1 second because I think this is who I think I want. 336-4908, your mic is open.
Long Island.
Oh, here we go, Mr. Rico. And like I told Rico, I just want to make sure I tell you ahead of time. I told everybody on here right now, if they needed something, or even the classes, that people that are involved in the class, that are running, that got their classes going there, if they need something, they come see you or Fat Albert. You guys are running the lane. You are in charge. I said, if they're saying they're going to be, they'll tell you what time they're bringing those classes out. They'll tell you what time those other things are going. They know what's going on. They got their paper. They know what they're doing. So we can run along smooth. And if you think you're going to cut through, it's not going to happen because Rico and Nucha is going to stop you and run it like they're supposed to. On a Saturday of last year, if anybody know about it, they'll tell you how they did it, and they got those big tire cars to go at the same time because when you go up there and you got the radios up there and then you wonder how the big ties can go at the same time, he gives them a little time. He tells them when you're going to bring the big ties in. So he wants to make sure so he ain't got to worry about no traction problems and nobody's got a problem getting down the track. We had no problem Saturday. All those races, big tie races went off, everything. More races than we thought came off. And just follow their direction, their lead, and they can take over from there. So anybody needs any hand or something like that, it's Rico and Fat Albert. Those are the ones in charge, nobody else. Those two are charged. You know, so if anything's in it, you come see them. All right, Rico?
All right, Long Island, we're going to change up a little bit this year. Mm. Instead of having crowded lanes, I'm going to have it where, unless I call you, I don't want you in the lane. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, everybody just bum rush the lane, sit there, and they doing this and doing that. No, we're going to have it where, when we call you to lanes 5 and 6, that's what cars going to be coming to the lanes. You see what I'm saying? We're going to have complete control this time, as long as we can. And but it's not going to be anything different. It's just going to be more control. Everybody get the run.
There you go.
Everybody's going to get the runs in as long as we work together. You know, you got some testing tune calls that go back for round robin and get 3 or 4 runs before anybody ever get up there. Uh-uh. That's not going to happen this time because we're going to be monitoring the situation. We're going to try to make it equal for everybody. And as you know, this is basically a grudge event also. Grudge cars got preference on real locked-in races, which Fat Albert knows who you are. Only thing I can do is make sure you get to the line. So with that happening, between me and Fat Albert, we're going to make it happen. But before I get off, Joe, we got another thing I would like to say from Team Extreme. We bring in a small block Mustang, nitrous on stock suspension, called Bernie Mac. And you know what Bernie Mac said? I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Bernie Mac's going to be there with low life the S10. So if you got a small block S10, we want you from the start. Then we need you to time runs. We ready to go off the ramps when we get there. We are ready to go off the ramp. So if anybody got a small block nitrous, Mustang, stock suspension, Bernie Mac looking for you. You ain't looking for us. Just remember the name, Team Extreme. Joe, I'm getting hoarse. I'm going down the road. I'll talk to y'all later. I'll see you Friday.
Rico. How you doing? How you doing, Rico? This is 50 grand. Rico, you got to talk nice when you're talking like that about Bernie Mac. Talk nice. Talk nice.
Bernie Mac? Hey, 50. I know you
can
be messing with Bernie Mac. I'm telling you now.
I don't know. I got a different attitude right now. I got a different attitude, so be careful.
You my man, 50. Bernie Mac told you. Ain't scared of you motherfuckers. So, take it from
there. I know what Bernie Mac said, but a set of lips to say anything. Keep that in mind.
Okay. Well, one thing you got to lock in, and we come up the ramp. When you see it, before we make a run, we ready. This is Team Extreme you're talking to.
All right, Rico, it's Friday, buddy. I'll see you Friday.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Hey, Rico, don't let him run you away from me when you're talking to me. Don't let Fred Albert run you off the radio when you're talking to me. How you doing, Rico? How the family? How's everybody?
I didn't run nobody off. What did I say? All I said, Rico, I'll see you Friday. That's all I said.
Hey, what's going on,
Fred
Albert?
Oh, nothing but funny. That darn 50 grand giving me, I don't know, what is it tonight? He just giving me hell tonight.
We'll talk Friday.
Hey, Fred Albert, you my boy. You know you my main man. Fred Albert, come on now.
Hey, Rico.
Y'all be nice. Everybody be safe on
your travel.
Okay, but
Rico. All right,
likewise,
buddy. Yeah. Rico. Yeah. I know you heard what happened, right?
No, what? I've been out of town the last couple of days.
Okay, King Carolina challenged Rico Drag Strip about cooking that chicken. Y'all ain't got the best chicken. He said he does. They over there betting money, and they're going to have both of their deep fries upside each other. They're going to cook that chicken. See who the heck is y'all cooking. They cooking chicken. They betting amongst each other. They challenge each other. And they bet their money. They locked the money in against each other. They did their own thing. I got nothing to do with it. They started on their own. They locked that money up. Yep. You know, I'm giving away chicken anyhow that day. But,
okay.
And they locked in for money, saying they one cook better than the other. I know you know Kane Carolina.
Is this a heads-up race?
Heads-up. Heads-up. Heads-up race.
All right, well.
Fat Albert got to call it, though, because we ain't got no lights.
Okay. Well, that's a man.
Yep. Fat Albert got to call. He'll be sitting out at the bottom down there at the bottom end. We'll see.
Well, y'all handle it. Like I said, we'll be flying in. In fact, my calls will be there Thursday, but I got to repeat my Thursday. Bay and Tom Brady will be there, and Steve will be there Thursday.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll be sliding in. I'll be sliding in Friday.
All right. Hey, does that go for ODB?
You know it go for him. He fake low life. Gun for gun with no questions asked. We ain't got no hood pipe chicken straight up in the air or regular looking truck. We want ODB.
Red, day in the morning.
Now, this ain't no hearsay. I'm walking and telling you.
I'll see you soon, Rico.
I'll be here Friday.
I'll see you soon. I don't think that's
what
you're talking about. You got that. No. I won't be. I said, don't think that slick talking gonna save you, driver. Don't think that slick talking gonna save you. I'll see you soon.
Okay, well, that's a bet.
Ain't no problem, man.
We'll talk over the weekend. We'll be there.
I won't be there.
But you said the car might be there. You don't know.
If it's there, he will get a tap. It's just that simple.
Okay.
When we brought Clyde down there, we couldn't get nobody to run. You know, we walked around and everybody was this and that. Yeah. Come on, let's give it up. Let's get it going.
You mean to tell me ain't nobody trying to run? Because
he won a fresh fuel trying to get Clyde to run.
We went to heavy, but went all over the pit.
So we'll be there again with two vehicles. Like I say, you know what, team? We are not afraid of a fight. Anybody know us know this. We'll be at Galat Motorsport, Friday and Saturday, looking for action, okay? So like you say, do I need to say any more? Tap me on the shoulder, or I'm going to tap you on the shoulder. But let's tap together. You'll be talking to my son, my brother, and my crew. I'll be on the start line talking, you know what I'm saying, or running the staging lane. All the things they're going to come and tell me how much money they need, and we can cover that. Okay? Man, we out here in the country with the deers. I'm going to have to talk to y'all later. I'll see y'all Friday. Have a good day.
Okay.
But before I get off, Ernie Mac says, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. I'm gone. I'll see you Friday. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. You heard it first. Rico himself. Damn, boy, I know how to shut Antoine ass up from now on. Get Rico on.
I'm over here eating, Joe. I'm over here eating. I'm not worried about nothing. What y'all talking about? My food.
Hey, Joe, what time the gates open both days, Joe? I mean, what time is on Friday?
Friday we're going to be, I think it's 2:00 that they're going to start racing.
Okay, and what time the gates?
And Saturday we open the gates at 10, but I think we want to go hot at 12.
You start racing at 2 on Friday, and what time the gate open on Friday?
Oh, what time the gates open to get the people in?
Yeah, on Friday.
On Friday, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think they're going to be there around 11 o'clock, opening up the gates. But they're going to go like 2 o'clock on Friday.
Okay. The bill.
Okay. Oh, hold on one second. Let me try to open up this other one, Mike, too. Oh, man. 631-6409. Your mic is open.
Yo, Joe, I don't know how I got on there. It came on by accident. What's up, everybody?
Oh, okay. No problem.
I'm listening, though. That's all.
Okay. No problem. Okay, Sloan, Zach, so you be ready to go down, too. You and your brother be ready to go.
Yeah, we're bringing both cars. So we're bringing the street car and the Mustang.
What's up?
Yep.
Then we're bringing Phil's truck. Mm-hmm. So Phil bringing his own truck. He with us.
Yeah, Phil, me, Phil, about I'm going with you guys. All everybody's going together.
Yeah. I don't know if you bringing your car or not.
Oh yeah, I'm done. I'm sitting in there. Oh yeah, I'm gone. Yeah, we're going.
No, your car.
I'll be there too. I'm trying to bring both.
All
right. Trying to bring.
Okay.
They in the Corvette.
Well, I got my other trailer, so.
Okay. I'll be calling you soon, right after this here, just to let you know.
I already told you, son. You take it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because he's messing with it right now, so I'm supposed to be helping him out, but I got to go out there now.
He's young, man.
Yeah, I know, but I got to make sure I got everything ready.
He's been doing a lot.
Yeah, I got to give him credit. Yeah, it's going to be some surprises going on. And like I said, what is that? We Team Long Island.
Yeah, I got an all glass street car coming full of Terrier with a big block in it. Anybody look interested?
You know, we got to run. You got to run EJ too.
Who?
Yeah, both the same car.
I got to run them. I'll run them, shit. I don't care, bro.
Yeah, both of y'all same cars.
I'm gonna tell you, he's not gonna run me.
I don't know. Fred, don't you think he'll run?
I'm supposed to sell him my motor, bro. He's not gonna run me.
Who you talking about, Joe?
EJ.
Who? Huh?
EJ.
BJ?
Yeah.
Doc Holliday. He's not gonna. I'm cool with him. I'm not going to run him because I was supposed to sell him my motor. That's the only reason, Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Other than that, you know. So he kind of know,
All right. No problem. We'll keep it.
End up hurting it. I end up hurting my motor, you know.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
Well, I'm gonna leave this open, you guys. If you want, if you guys are gonna be talking, so I'm gonna go out there and make sure I help my son. Fat Albert, what you want him to do? Fat Albert.
Yeah, I think you should go ahead and close it up, Joe. I think everybody done said all they gonna say. There's no need to keep it open.
Hold on, one person just hit it.
Leave it open.
Let me just see. Hold on. Let me get
to
one person. Yeah, 979, your mic is open.
It's Juan. I just want to see what's going on. I ain't been on here. I just got on here.
Go back to sleep.
Who the fuck was that? Was that Sammy?
You go ahead.
All right, so Fat Albert, you said close it up if they.
Hey, 50.
Yeah. 50 grand. Yeah, go ahead and close it on up.
Yo. Yo.
You bringing that Regal or no?
No. What? Who want to know? Who want to know about the Regal? Tell me who want to know about the Regal.
L.I. Shaq, man. I told you. I got the better streetcar around here, man.
Yeah, you only say that. You know where I be at. Tell me when you want to do something.
I do. I would like to do it now, but when I get back, you ain't going to want to do it.
Everybody got excuses. You know I'm not bringing the music down there. You know what I'm coming down there with.
What you coming down there with?
Something you ain't gonna run.
I'll leave it at that, dude.
Huh?
I'm gonna leave it at that. You said something I won't run.
I know that's what you're gonna do. I already know that.
You won't even tell me what car. You won't even tell me what car you bring. I'm bringing a Mustang and a Camaro too.
Okay. Okay. Stay in your lane, buddy.
Nah, I was just saying your streetcar versus my streetcar. That's all. Other than that,
anytime you want to do it in the street, let me know. Anytime.
All right.
I don't have no cage. I don't have nothing. I can go shopping in this car.
Me too.
And take it and go right on your ass with it. Ride right on it. Huh?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. So I go right on your ass with it. Ride
you
on it.
You want to do it tomorrow? You want to do it tomorrow before I load it up for the line?
My man, we getting ready for down south. Matter of fact, you want to run tomorrow night? You got it. You want to run tomorrow night?
Yeah,
you want to run to my
right? I need some gas money.
Let's do it tonight.
Nah,
I'm out here on attitude with it now. Let's do it tonight.
50. I like you. I'm going to leave you alone, man.
Don't like me. We can do it tonight. I'm out here with it now. You think you said something?
My car ain't ready. Tomorrow.
Nah, see? Okay, Mr. Shaq. You can't scare me. Why wait till tomorrow when you can do it today? Tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. Don't you know that?
My car's at my mother's house right now.
Mine's at my father's house, but I can go get it.
My dad a little rough on me, man. He get mad. But,
anyway.
Hey, Mr.
I hear
bullshit.
Talk
about something now.
Somebody's scared, somebody's
hey,
glad.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but can I holler at this duck while he on the phone, sir?
Please do. Please do.
Hey, Mr. Shaq, what's happening,
Marcus?
Baby? That's me.
What's up?
What's
up, Marcus?
Yes, sir. I mean, I kindly put a picture on your status just today, and it seems that you caught Ray Charles. So, I mean... You care to elaborate on that?
Who? Ray Charles on what?
I put a picture of ODB on your status this morning,
uh-oh,
and you seemed
uh-oh
to have went
oh,
gone
shit
early.
Oh, yo, you got to take it. I'll be busy. I need to see it. What y'all want to do? With what car?
We trying to do something with Red Cup, baby.
Oh, that's nothing. Oh, we locked that in. Y'all want to do? That's number six.
Oh, no,
that's number
trying
six of Red Cup.
Hold on.
Let my street car get some beef. Let my street car get some beef. What y'all want to do with that?
Street car.
What's the street car, Jack? The Camaro. Red Cup got five races already, bro. Yeah, that one.
I mean, that's the black one, the black and mild car?
Black
oh,
and mild
big
is the Malibu. I got a Camaro. That's my brother's car. That's
I'm
red car.
Real.
That's red car.
Color the Camaro.
It doesn't look like EJ.
The ugly one, man.
One that look like EJ's?
It looks just like.
Right, we'll try you with Red Cup. No, you know what? We'll try you with Red Cup. I ain't even worried about it. We'll try you with Red Cup. What y'all want to do? All
right.
I'm up.
Well, I mean, like probably try to do something like 5 on 15 or better. 5 on 2,000 or better.
That's
something
fine
like that.
That's fine. We my word is good. We lock it in as a track.
How about this, Shaq? Hey, Shaq. Listen. I gotta get with the crew and make sure everybody is good to go for the weekend. But if everything is good,
no, that's fine. That's fine.
No. Listen, let's get on the phone with Long Island Joe tomorrow, and set it up if everything is good on my end.
Listen, if you come or not, I got five locked in. You're 500. What is 515 to be there, bro? Don't even worry about it, man.
Hey, Red, okay, all right. This fat
you
out.
You hear me? I'm not even like that. Joe can tell you. We're not even like that, bro.
Hold on, Albert. All right, so, Shaq, you said if the truck come at 5:15, it's good, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I appreciate you, baby. I appreciate it.
I know last time I was a little disrespectful to everybody, but we're coming to have fun, I promise.
Yeah, okay, my man.
Exactly.
I appreciate it.
Listen, this fat album. Instigator Buck is not going to be the Instigator Buck is not. He told me to go ahead and give you the DP for that. So you got that coming.
All right, no problem. I tell him I appreciate it. And, you know, we're
going to need it.
We're
going to need it.
Whatever.
We're going to need it.
That's on my brother.
We're going to need it.
My brother want to take it. We're going to take it if not. Yo, listen.
Okay. I'm gonna need
it. Hold on.
I locked your Mustang in with my Camaro too, Mr. Fred.
He talked. Uh oh.
Hey, what's going on, good brother Shaq? What's up?
You said we need it.
No, I ain't said nothing, but I heard you call my name.
Oh, my bad. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was you. Somebody else said it. All right.
But I like how you talk.
Right,
you know,
nah, it don't matter.
No, it was me.
We good.
It was
me.
It was,
Fred. Hold on, I see you. 631-4867, your mic's open.
I need one.
Somebody being a bully on here. Who is that?
Hey, Shaq,
like
I like to try to speak.
Hold
car.
On, man. Everybody trying to call me. My son called me.
Hey, brother.
631-487,
your mic is
open.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
What's going on, Terrence?
Hey, what up, Joe? What's going on? Not much. Just listening to the show, trying to see what's going on.
Okay.
Hey, Terrence, what's happening,
brother? Terrence,
we got, let me see, Buck is giving you, as soon as you get there, Buck is giving you money for your race because he had a problem, he couldn't get the other parts back in, so you want to deposit on that one already. All right? And I'm going to give it to you then.
All right, so we locking
Chad,
in.
Chad, what do you
want to
do?
Who we locking in?
Chad, what do you want to do with that?
That's on you. Shoot. We can save it to the next event. We don't need that.
We can save it for the next time. We ain't got to take it.
No. You know what? No, Terrence, keep it. We already put – no. Put it in the fucking I'm sorry. Put it in the –
put it in the pot for ODB.
We already got the pot for the banana pudding. So put that in there. Thank you, Buck.
All right.
What you want to do? Save it? You want to lock it in for another day?
That's up to you. You know, we not like that. If the man saw her. All right,
lock it in
ready.
For another day.
I'm
lock it in
like
for
that.
Another. Tell Buck he can keep it. We're going to lock it in for another day. That's it.
All right.
We good with that.
Okay.
That's classy move, fellas.
My brother talking to me. I can hear you talking to me on the phone, Terrence. Keep that bread. We're locking in another day.
Classy move.
Somebody hurt. If somebody hurt,
no,
we don't take that ODB, money, man. Let them.
ODB want to do something, though, Terrence.
All right, no problem. Right. See, I'm there to have fun. That's what we've been waiting for all winter long.
That's what it's all about, man. It's all about.
Get the cars right. Get out there, have fun, joke around, win some money. But I don't think we're going to lose. But
uh-oh.
I like it.
Out there having fun.
Would you like on that
would you
car?
Like to run Warchie? Oh, go ahead. My bad, Mark.
No, go ahead, Al.
War Chief said he like to run. He like to run, y'all. War Chief.
Let's go down there. I don't know a lot of the cars.
Oh, okay.
Listen, we the type that we out there. You know, everything running good. We go out there and race. We ain't scared. We trying to have fun.
Right.
We're going to have multiple races and enjoy our time.
Yeah, he got
right.
a small block.
Then still come
so.
Up.
He just wanted.
And then still come over there.
Yeah.
He got a small block. What? Hold on.
Well,
hold
he
got a small
block. Hold on. Let me just make sure. Is the Red Cup running buckwheat?
We running buckwheat. We got pinky. We got try me, and we got one more.
My cup.
Oh, we
my
got fresh. We got fresh.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
But I
want to
run
Pinky
you with my
not gonna be there.
Too, though, fresh.
Huh?
So then Pinky only
Pinky
one and two
gonna,
then.
Pinky not gonna be there.
So Pinky
hey,
only
I
two.
Heard,
two
hey, I heard. Hey, I'm not. Hey,
hold
listen,
on.
I'm not
a fan.
Let me bring that up.
There
Let
go.
Me bring that up. He
there
said he
go.
Made a post saying if no money yep. was up, he don't owe anything. So I don't know anything about that. Was between y'all.
That's not true, man. That's not right.
He did put that on.
That
yeah,
right.
He what happened was, hold on.
I tell you
that
what
was
happened.
I think that was a gentleman's bet because it's only 100 on 1,000. So that's fine, then. You don't got to worry about us ever. We do again. That's fine. What we care about 100
just
bucks?
Don't deal with
him.
Just don't deal with him no more. That's all you
okay.
got to do.
Because,
deal.
Because
hold on,
if you can't
y'all
make
even
it,
understand.
If you can't make it, pay up.
We already beat him with Red Cup anyway. So what do we care for?
I know that's right. I know
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, but you got to honor. You gotta,
you
if you,
come on,
you
man.
100
on the
1,000.
I don't even
want to
reach
you
for that.
Yeah, you got to honor your
honor it, bro.
A man's word should be his bond.
That's on him, though. Listen. That's not on me. That's not on my brother. I honestly think it was a gentleman's bet. I don't think we put up any money with either one of y'all because it was $100.
No, what happened was Frank Shaq. He said, do you want the DP? I said, no, we do it at the track. My word is your word, and our word is our word. So, you know,
that's
how you take it as.
That's locked.
You understand?
But that's fine. If you don't want to pay, that's fine, bro. There's nothing. It's light, bro, you know. Just next time you want to light, lock us in. I'm not, you know, it is what it is.
That's what you're home.
Can we get Piggy on here? We should get it on here right now. We just straighten this out.
How you go,
Joe? No man should lose his credibility behind no couple hundred dollars.
Oh.
I'm back on me.
We can get Piggy on here, right?
I'm not worried about none of this.
$100
bucks, bro, is nothing, bro.
No, it's
not the money, fellas.
It's the principle. Ain't nobody want to be starting nothing. It's going to be your word. You say what it is. You got to go by your word. That's all
to it. They sound like the stand-up people, but that back tie a little rough for him right now. I'm going to tell you right now. You're going to get his feelings hurt.
Yeah, but it don't matter. You made the bet. You made the bet. That's all to it.
Right,
hold on. Now I'm talking to him like this. That's very disrespectful to even offer us the back tie. That's why he's backing up.
All right, hold on, Jack. I got Mike Dean on the phone right now. Go ahead, Mike.
You said who asked?
Mike Dean, the owner.
Yeah, you said. Roy, who did you say asked about it?
The guy that owned Red Cup. Said you were locked in with them.
Yeah, I told them we're locked in a week before. That's what I told them. I got it in my inbox a week before. We're locked money.
No,
there was no money locked, so we ain't coming.
Okay, that's fine, bro. $100 will stop you from coming. We come from New York. We can't even get out of. We can't get from Long Island to the city for $100. But that's fine, though.
I'm just saying we ain't lost no money yet. I did it with everybody because it was up in the air. We got a family thing we're going to Saturday.
Okay,
we wanted to come
100%. Okay. Listen, you're a stand-up dude. I talked to you before. We raised no issues. Keep that. We're gonna keep it locked though. On the next event, all right.
What y'all's plans for April 8th?
We're not sure.
Do that Fred race. Hey, Red Cup,
that's
y'all coming down the Fred race?
I'll tell you what. Look, I don't think I'm coming to Fred's, but if I show up on the property, we're going to get it on that day.
All right, let's
get
it on. When both of us on the property, it's this simple. When both of us on the property, $100 is
locked. We'll
right?
definitely get it on, no matter where we're at. If we're both on the same property, we'll get it on.
All right, I'm going to leave it at that, man. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Fred, I thought you said that man said he was the baddest man in DMV.
Ain't that what he said?
Who's that?
Talk is cheap. Talk is cheap.
This man, this man got more innocent than a motherfucking
Pair of lips to say anything. Pair of lips to say anything, Marco. You know that.
That ain't my fight.
Don't ask no questions. Show me the money.
What's in the bathroom? Hold on a second, you guys. I got another mic. Yeah, let me make sure I open it up. Let me see what this mic is. Yeah. 240-8095. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe,
8095, your mic is open.
Just listening, Joe, that's all.
All right.
All
right. Somebody over there snoring.
Snoring that.
Hold on, let me see. Hold on. Hey, Silver. Silver Hawk.
It's time to get some rest for the weekend.
Hold on, let me see if I can. Wait a minute, let me see if it is. Hold
on. That's a trucker snore right there.
Nah, that's still going, huh?
That's truck stop snore right there.
Avon, that you? Avon.
They know Avon, Albert.
Is it Avon?
Man, I'm outside. I'm outside working on the trailer, man.
Oh,
I ain't even fucking sleep.
Try me woke, y'all. Try me woke, y'all.
All the way woke.
Man, that wasn't Santa Claus either.
That's a trucker.
Watch your mouth, Fred. Watch your mouth.
No, that's kind of fine.
Good Lord, they going at it too, boy. Woo.
God damn. It's out.
Hey, Sat.
Yep.
Is that up there? No more snoring?
Yeah, I'm here. What up?
Hey, Sat.
I think that's what it was.
I'm asking.
Yes, sir.
That was a 410-0358. That was him.
I'm actually bringing up my three cars down there, right? Mike can do something with your Camaro with my slower street car too, okay?
I'm with that, yes, sir.
I'm bringing two cars too. So
if it's on the premises, I'll try it.
Yeah, it'll be there. It got roll up windows and plus seats and everything.
Me too. I got a seat. The only thing I'm missing is the radio. It's going to be
there, though. Your mic got to be muted. We can hear so much background noise.
It might be me.
Somebody's still snoring.
Somebody's still snoring.
Somebody had a rough day.
Somebody having a party.
Is it better now?
Yeah, TV and everything in the background.
No, that ain't me. That ain't me.
Yeah. You know what? Somebody might be having somebody on their mic got them going on. Hold on. Let me try another mic.
Yeah, it might be on somebody else's line. That sounds like Drew Brown snoring. Is he on here?
He used to
fall
asleep on the phone.
All I got is Avon, so that's it. Yeah, he working outside.
Hey, Albert, that sounds like one of our chat snores. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Hey, it must be off. Your window opened up, driving up in a truck. Hear all that beeping noise. Reverse.
Put your seatbelt on.
Did I get it there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, you good now.
3031. That was your night. That was Cliff Benjamin. You're a truck driver. So you must have been driving, pull on the road, go to sleep. Oh, I got another mic. Let me make sure I open this mic up. 804-6730. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on now? How's everything?
Just chilling, listening in.
Okay, okay. You coming down or what?
Nah, we ain't going to be out till April the 8th.
Not till April 8th? Okay, okay. Got you, guys. All right. Nothing wrong with that. At least you're going to get in there. I know a lot of guys have their cars in chassis jails or whatever, trying to get their cars out with the motors, and parts is hard to get right now, but, you know, it's really a little rough right now. So, but everything else. But you guys, Fat Albert, do you want me to leave it open for a half an hour or so or what?
Yeah, we'll leave it on for a half hour. Let's see what everybody's saying, you know.
Okay, so, yeah, because I'm going to run out
about,
here and make sure I help everybody.
Minutes.
So I open up. These are all the mics I opened up. If anybody want to open up before I get off, because otherwise Fat Albert won't be able to open up nobody else. So if you want to hit the one button now, I'll open you up. If not, you won't be able to get on.
Right.
All right.
Hey, Joe, you telling me all that about Fat Albert got, he can't open up a one button?
Nah, he doesn't have the control button. I got the control. But it's just the whole thing. But that's why I'm just letting everybody know. If they want to get on, they got to get on now because once I get
Go
and help my son, I won't be around
gate.
Anything to go get him.
I'm going to be at that gate, and when I see him come through, I'm staying right there at that gate. I'm not going to move until I see him.
Okay.
Hey, Fat Albert, I gotta tell you one thing, Fat Albert. You're my main man. But if you stand out there again and I come to you and you get in front of me, you're going to have to peel your ass up. Not pick you up, peel you up.
Okay. Well, if I don't have everybody, I hope they have a safe trip riding down. And I'll see you down there.
Hope to see
you down there Friday, Saturday. All right, now I'll leave it over for like a half an hour, Fat Albert, and then I'll hang it up. All right, take care, guys.
Yeah. All right. All right, Sammy, you said you wanted to keep it open. You ain't saying nothing. Where's Sammy at?
I'm busy now. I'm shopping.
Oh, now he's shopping. Good gracious.
Fat Albert, you know Sammy ain't worth shit, man.
Good report.
Oh, Lord.
I'm food shopping.
Lord.
Who said that? Who said
that?
Oh, he ain't. Oh, he's too bad. He ain't gonna be there, so I can't say I ain't feeding that super raggedy bitch.
Hey man, hey, Sammy. All you gotta do is just leave me some, you know what I mean, and just send it next to air back to my house. That's all you gotta do.
I'll send it. You know who I'll send it with? I'll send it with Jermaine.
Man, you know what?
What? What did I say? I said something wrong? I can't say. You don't want me to send it, what you mean?
No comment.
I was trying to be nice. But I know, Jermaine, you're going to see Jermaine soon. He said he got some extra white sauce for you.
Sammy, here you go. Sammy, here you go, Sammy.
Sammy talking down.
Hey, you can't talk to me like that now. We're teammates anyway. You got to be nice to me. Right, Fat Albert?
Yeah. Yep, y'all teammates.
Hey, he got to be nice to me.
Oh boy.
See, that's why I was going to tell Joe close up. I knew y'all weren't going to say nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Fat Albert, where you at, driver?
But you just tell me who you want me to pick on. I'll pick on him.
South Carolina, Antoine. Say what, Sammy?
Yeah, you tell me who you want me to pick on. I'll pick on him.
Ain't gonna do nothing.
Mob Town.
We got Rico back in here.
Mob Town.
I want to tap him on the shoulder. I'll go back on the now.
So it's so quiet in. So quiet.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, Jack, that's what I said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, are you gonna do the big wheels? The power wheels on the 22nd?
Yeah. All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're gonna have some fun with the kids again, cowboy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, Albert.
Yo.
Mob Town, come through the gate. It's going to be epic. Just remember I told you.
I heard that. Okay, okay.
Remember I told you.
Did that rave you locked down last night?
Hell no, Zeus. Hell no.
So the money didn't
Joe even had... No, hell no. Joe even had a show today talking about that.
No, he didn't.
Sad I was Joe should have said a better apology than what the fuck he did, because that was some bullshit.
Yo.
What's Joe doing?
You
better
have some direct talk.
What do you say, Shaq?
Anybody else want to try red truck?
Anybody else want to try red truck? 40.
Thanks.
Oh. War Chief, that's a small block Nova.
What up, we'll be down there, though. You're going to see us.
You just asked, then you said we'd be down there. What you coming to? We already got you locked in with Buckwheat.
Uh oh.
That was play, man. You can give me a free
500. Huh?
You give me a free 500, right?
Nah, we coming with Buckwheat. We locked in with you with that.
I said you gave me a
on the moonwalk.
On the gas. What are you talking about doing the moonwalk? I said you gave me a free 500 on the gas. You said if you gap me, you give me 500. I mean, if you don't gap us, you're giving us 500.
Yeah.
Right? Right, I'm going to gap you. What I'm saying, you asking for another race. I'm trying to give you another race. You asked me. And then when I say war chief, you backpedal.
Good report. It's your car, right?
It's your
same car.
Yes, it's my car.
Buckwheat, what is war chief? I don't know.
I just told you, it's a small block Nova. I ain't bullshitting. Small tire, 28.
Full interior?
What?
Full interior?
It's all steel, all glass.
No full interior, small block on 28? I'll try you in my Camaro then. Hell with that. War Chief of Omar in there. All right?
Lock it in.
What up? We got 2 days. We're locking when we get there.
You know, we locked now. You just asked for some flavor. Now you don't want no flavor.
I'm scared.
We're on 2,000, right?
Huh?
All steel glass. It's all steel glass. My car's a full interior car, bro.
And I ain't got nothing to do with you. You put seats in there to make
no
love.
Problem.
I ain't got no seats in my car.
Whatever, I see you when we get down
here.
We're
all right. Back on the moonwalk.
It don't matter. We're going to lock in when we get down there anyway. So it don't even matter.
You ain't
going to
lock in when you get down there. You ain't going to do that.
You ain't locking. You got your hands
going to do shit, bro.
I'm going to take that 500 and I beat you with Red Cup on Friday.
You ain't
going to
do that. I promise you. Matter of fact,
you on deck on Friday now. You on deck on Friday, right? Like, what's the
way? Be sad. All my races on Saturday, baby boy.
Oh, I wanted to get you out of the way so I can take care of the business.
All right, you can't get me out of the way. You just want to lose some money, that's all.
Hey, Shaq, you talking fly?
You talk because that shit free.
All right, listen, ain't nothing free. We all locked, bro. So what are you talking about? Ain't nothing free.
Crazy.
Hold on. All this money we got locked, that ain't even going to pay for our trip out there. We coming. And we didn't even take that free money they was giving us. So that's how thorough we are. We want that race. We want that race.
Where the Camaro? The Camaro going to be there?
Yeah, it's going to be on the premises. I promise you that.
All right, well, lock something in.
Camaro slow.
You still there?
I'm scared.
Hey, these are the same things we got black them out, ain't it?
They bring black them out, he got the back tie. Uh-oh.
Big Brother Zeus talking fly. I like that.
They must be related to Mark Jackson. They get quiet soon as somebody get on their ass.
Hey, why is it nobody's talking fly no more? Is it because it's race week? Everybody was talking fly all these months before. Everybody hitting the bushes.
Everybody was a bear during the winter.
Yeah, Albert, where these dudes at, Albert? They hibernate. Yeah.
I get it later.
Wow. At least I got to give Shaq and his brother credit. At least they're locking in races.
Oh, yeah, all 2023.
Yep.
Albert, if Shaq and Terrence are the only ones locking in races from the north.
Get your brother on here. He talk a little tougher than you.
What do you say, Fred?
So they're the only ones locking in races from the north? That's what it seemed like.
Yeah, that's them. Today, yeah.
Everybody going to go to those test sessions on Sunday.
Wow. Somebody's talking fly to me. A couple months ago, they were all in the videos. All on the shows.
All on the album cover.
A couple months ago, with so many people on here, she couldn't even talk.
Right.
Yep.
Now you can get through the queue easy because they're scared. Because it's go time. Go time.
Mob Town.
Mob Town.
The big one.
Don't be epic.
That's why I told Joe to go ahead and hang it up. I knew exactly what was gonna happen. Everybody get all quiet.
He called it, Albert.
But
he called it.
Fat Albert, if everybody hang up, the show is over. There ain't nothing happening on this show.
Hey, Albert, you keep listening to Sammy.
Say what, Fred?
The rat.
So you know you can't listen to no Sammy.
Fred, don't start your shit, Fred. Fred, don't do that, Fred.
I just did it.
Fred, don't do that, Fred.
Sammy, you know I stay on your heels.
I don't know why.
Somebody got to hold you accountable. That's why.
50, you still on here?
2 on 20.
I can't find fucking Ziploc bags.
Sam, are you cooking?
Not for your ass, because you always on my ass, right?
No, I ain't want it nowhere. Cause
I'll, cook
we,
a, I'll cook up a fat
wasn't
out.
Good. It wasn't
my
good.
Town.
My
Fred, town. What do you want to eat, Fred?
No, I'm asking what you want. Sam, your food's always good. I'm just giving you a hard time.
This car is getting heavy. Can't push it.
Hey, man, you still working at that trailer?
Yeah.
Hey, man, why everybody hitting the bushes?
Mob time.
That's right. That's right. Ain't nobody safe.
Damn, they heard you come on the show.
Ain't nobody come on the show. Looking for him in a daylight with a flat.
He died.
That's right. Daylight with a flashlight.
He died.
So Buck says something.